I think to become a good or great storyteller, the most important thing is to listen. So to learn to listen, not just to yourself and your own instincts, but to listen as well when you're looking for stories, to find the best possible stories, and to listen to other people, to storytellers that have been on the path longer than you, so you can learn from them. There are many things that influence you, and only when you look back can you see what's actually influenced you. I never believed storytelling was a job. I didn't think you could do this for a living. And so it happened by accident. I was telling stories with friends in somebody's house, and every time we gathered, there was more people coming to listen. And it wasn't just me, it was my friends telling stories and singing songs. And from that, the work started to come. So the essential thing, I think, is that if you do what you love, the work will come. So once there were two best friends, and they've been best friends their whole lives. And they both got married around the same time, and they both had children around the same time. Their houses were very close together. And one day, the first friend, he came to the second friend and he said, "You know what? I realize when I die, I'm gonna go somewhere that you're not going to go. Because I have lived a very bad life, you know? And we know where I'm going to hell. And you've lived such a good life. You know where you're going to heaven. What, this makes me sad, you know?" And the second friend said, "Well, maybe so, you know, maybe I go to heaven and you go to hell, but what if we promise each other that even just when we're two souls, we'll meet up and tell each other what it's like?" So they agreed to this, they promised this, they each lived their lives and they died very close together. And their souls were floating around, and finally they found each other again, and they greeted each other, and they said, "My friend, how are you?" I'm well, how are you? "Where did you go?" And the first man said, "Well, you know where I went. I went to hell." And the second friend said, "Really, well, what's it like?" He said, "Hell is beautiful. I mean, there's mountains and rivers, absolutely stunning. And we all live in this magnificent house all together." And the second friend said, "That sounds very nice." He said, "Yeah, but every night we come downstairs and we sit at a table that is impossibly long. And on the table is every single kind of food you can imagine." "This sounds great," said the second friend. "What's the problem?" He said, "The problem is we do not have forks. We do not have spoons. We are not allowed to eat with our hands. We have to eat with 10-foot long chopsticks. Do you know how hard that is? Every night I try, and every night I fail, and every night I sit there hungry looking at the food. But anyway, enough about me. What about you? Where did you go?"
"Well," said the second friend, "you know, I went to heaven."
"What's it like?" "Heaven is beautiful. I mean, like hell, it's got the mountains and the vistas and the rivers, the sunrises, and magnificent. We all live in a big house, as you do, all together. And actually, it's very similar, because every evening we come down, the table is very long, there's all the food, and we sit there. And you know what else? We have 10-foot long chopsticks." And the first man said, "No, that's terrible. So you're all starving in heaven." And the second man said, no, we're not starving. Every night when we come down and we sit at the table, we pick up the chopsticks and we feed each other." And that's the story.